In the shadowy corners of the literary world, few books have captured the raw intensity of love amidst violence, quite like The Emperor. This dark romance has developed a cult following among readers who appreciate stories that don't shy away from the most challenging aspects of human experience. Even celebrities like Megan Fox and Travis Barker have been spotted with copies, fueling its rise on BookTok, where the hashtag #TheEmperor has garnered millions of views. What makes this book particularly compelling is how it transforms trauma into a narrative of healing and power, resonating with survivors while exploring the complicated morality of those who live in criminal underworlds. Unlike sanitized romance novels, The Emperor dares to ask, can love flourish in the most unlikely places, even when nurtured by blood-stained hands? The narrative centers on Tenebra, an isolated estate on the city's periphery, under the strict governance of the influential Moroni family. Amara, whose mother serves as head housekeeper, learns to navigate this complex social hierarchy from an early age. She develops an innocent admiration for Dante Moroni, the family's heir apparent, despite their vastly different social standings. Amara often accompanies her friend Vin to the estate's training area, where Dante leads combat instruction sessions. From her discreet vantage point beneath an old oak tree, she observes his skilled technique and natural leadership qualities while pretending to read. Though only 13, she comprehends the social barriers between them. He inhabits the realm of authority, while she belongs to the service class. Their minimal interactions, consisting of brief acknowledgments and passing glances, become treasured memories for Amara. Dante faces intense pressure as he approaches maturity, constantly tested by his father Lorenzo's demanding expectations. A pivotal moment occurs during his initiation into family leadership at 18, when Lorenzo demands an ultimate demonstration of loyalty involving Roni, a young woman from outside their circle. This traumatic experience fundamentally alters Dante's perspective on emotional attachments within their sphere of influence. The estate functions like a modern feudal system, with clearly defined social strata and implicit codes of conduct. Lorenzo Moroni administers authority from his private study, employing various methods of maintaining order and discipline. Security personnel maintain constant surveillance, serving as visible reminders of the established order. The social ecosystem includes notable figures like Tristan, an independent operative known for his unprecedented autonomy and bold stance toward authority. His famous declaration to Lorenzo about refusing to be controlled becomes part of estate lore. The community structure encompasses multiple tiers: trusted advisors, operational staff, and household employees who maintain careful discretion despite their observational position. This environment creates more than a mere backdrop. It establishes an intricate social system where competing forces of allegiance and resistance, authority and submission, affection and antipathy, maintain a precarious equilibrium. The estate environment profoundly influences its inhabitants, particularly the younger generation who learn to navigate its complex social dynamics. They develop the acute awareness that survival often requires discretion, that adaptation can represent strength, and that familiarity doesn't guarantee security. This setting provides the foundation for exploring how environmental factors shape individual development, how challenging experiences influence behavior patterns, and how genuine connections might emerge despite seemingly insurmountable circumstances. At 15, Amara's life shatters when masked men abduct her from a dimly lit parking lot after a routine trip to the corner store. The attack is swift and calculated. They efficiently neutralize her friend Vin with a precise blow to the head before dragging her into an unmarked van. Her captors, professional in their brutality, interrogate her about Lorenzo Moroni, the inner workings of the syndicate, and specific compound entrances. When she maintains her silence, they escalate to torture, using acid-soaked ropes that bite into her flesh. The men's methodical cruelty culminates in a savage assault that leaves her broken and barely conscious on the concrete floor. Hours later, Tristan discovers her, his hands trembling as he covers her battered form with his jacket, whispering promises of protection that come too late. This abduction marks more than just a physical violation. It represents the violent theft of Amara's innocence and sense of security in the world. The torture leaves a complex map of scars across her back, each ridge and valley telling its own story of survival, while deeper psychological wounds reshape her entire being. She retreats into herself, her once vibrant voice reduced to whispers barely louder than breathing. Her PTSD manifests in various ways. She can't handle enclosed spaces, flinches at sudden movements, and avoids mirrors that reflect a stranger wearing her face. Simple tasks like walking through crowds or entering dark rooms become monumental challenges. The trauma transforms her from a carefree girl who danced in summer rain into someone who must methodically rebuild herself from scattered fragments of her former self. The section's poignancy lies in its unflinching portrayal of resilience in the face of unimaginable suffering. Through intensive therapy sessions, carefully structured homeschooling, and the unwavering support of her inner circle, Amara begins the painstaking process of healing. Dante becomes her constant guardian, carrying her to the garden when her legs refuse to cooperate and sitting through countless movies during rainstorms that trigger her panic attacks. Her communication evolves into a complex language of subtle expressions and careful gestures. While she eventually begins whispering sentences to her mother during quiet morning moments, to Vin during their shared homework sessions, and even to Tristan during his protective visits, she maintains a telling silence with Dante, creating an emotional tension that underscores their increasingly complicated relationship. The breaking of Amara's innocence serves as both the novel's darkest moment and the catalyst for her profound transformation. It forces her to confront the depths of human cruelty while discovering her own seemingly bottomless capacity for survival. This section deliberately avoids romanticizing trauma, instead offering a raw examination of how people rebuild themselves after devastation. Like the Japanese art of kintsugi that later becomes symbolic of their relationship, Amara's healing process involves carefully piecing together what's broken, with her scars becoming gold-filled fault lines that mark her survival rather than her defeat. The narrative suggests that while innocence, once shattered, can never be fully restored, something equally valuable can emerge from its ruins. A hard-won wisdom and strength that transforms victims into survivors. Amara and Dante's connection develops into a meaningful relationship despite challenging circumstances. Their story begins when Amara, at 17, visits Dante's art studio. In a pivotal moment, he notices her old injury and responds with compassion, marking the beginning of their profound connection. Their relationship unfolds through discreet meetings, quiet moments in nature, drives to remote locations, and evening visits. Dante demonstrates consistent respect for boundaries while they build an emotional bond. They share enriching experiences. She observes his artistic process while they enjoy literature together, and he helps her overcome physical challenges through dance lessons. The relationship faces its first significant test when Lorenzo Moroni presents Amara with an ultimatum on her birthday, accepting university funding in exchange for ending contact with Dante. When she declines, he threatens her family's well-being and Dante's brother if she reveals the conversation. This forces her to navigate an impossible decision between personal happiness and family security. The situation reaches a turning point when Dante, appearing to side with his father, encourages Amara to accept the offer. He describes their relationship as destined for difficulties, though readers later discovered this was a protective strategy. This moment highlights the central question of their story: how can genuine connection survive amid external pressures? Their relationship continues discreetly through her university years, with Dante maintaining appearances in his family business while visiting when possible. This arrangement creates increasing strain as time passes, By 25, Amara has established herself professionally with a doctorate and business, while Dante advances in his family enterprise, yet their situation remains complicated. Their experience demonstrates how even the strongest bonds face challenges under sustained pressure and separation. The novel's most powerful theme emerges through its exploration of healing and transformation after trauma. For Amara, recovery is a slow, non-linear journey that spans years. She works with multiple therapists, completes her education despite frequent setbacks, and gradually rebuilds her sense of self despite the scars, both physical and emotional, that remain. Through weekly therapy sessions and support groups, she learns to navigate triggers and develop coping mechanisms, though some days still feel impossible to face. Dante introduces Amara to the Japanese art of kintsugi, repairing broken pottery with gold to create something stronger and more beautiful than before. This becomes the central metaphor for their relationship and personal healing. During an emotional moment in an empty building filled with sculptures, Dante explains this concept while kneeling before Amara with golden stilettos, symbolizing how her broken parts make her more precious and unique. The scene resonates deeply as Amara realizes that her trauma, while permanent, doesn't diminish her worth, but rather adds layers to her story. The novel doesn't shy away from the ongoing challenges of trauma recovery. Years after her abduction, Amara still experiences panic attacks, including one triggered when her intimate moment with Dante becomes too intense. His immediate respect for her boundaries, assuring her that stopping is always an option with no questions asked, demonstrates how healing requires both personal work and supportive relationships. These moments of vulnerability become turning points in their relationship, showing how trust builds gradually through consistent respect and understanding. Dante undergoes his own transformation, processing the trauma of being forced to kill his girlfriend and witnessing his mother's death. His sculpture studio becomes a sanctuary where he creates masks and pottery, externalizing his internal struggles through art. When he covers parts of Amara's body with clay, paying special attention to her scars, he demonstrates how art can reclaim and redefine what was broken. Each piece he creates tells a story of pain transformed into beauty, with some sculptures depicting fractured faces emerging from smooth surfaces, a physical manifestation of their healing journey. What makes this theme particularly compelling is how it avoids the trope that love magically heals all wounds. Instead, the novel portrays healing as ongoing work that requires professional help, personal determination, and supportive relationships. Love doesn't erase trauma. It provides a context in which healing becomes possible. As Amara tells her therapist, she still feels broken and struggles to connect with others who haven't experienced similar pain. Yet through this acknowledgement of brokenness, both characters find ways to move forward without denying their past. Their journey shows how healing isn't about returning to who they were before, but about embracing who they've become, scars, gold seams, and all. The author weaves in smaller moments that reinforce this theme. Amara's decision to get a tattoo over one of her scars, Dante's ritual of breaking and repairing pottery on difficult anniversaries, and their shared practice of naming their fears out loud during midnight conversations. These details illustrate how healing happens not just in therapy sessions or breakthrough moments, but in daily choices to face their pain and choose growth. As Dante rises to power following his father's death, he uncovers a sinister organization called the Syndicate that has been operating in the shadows for decades. This criminal network specializes in child trafficking, with members identifiable by an S tattoo between their thumb and forefinger. The discovery of this organization adds a thriller element to the romance, creating a larger conflict that tests both protagonists. Dante's investigation leads him to a farmhouse where he and Tristan discover evidence of child trafficking. They capture a new syndicate member named Martin, who reveals he was recruited through an online chat room by someone called Mr. X. The interrogation yields a devastating revelation. Mr. X had ordered Amara's torture 15 years ago, explaining certain triggers Dante had never fully understood about her trauma. The investigation intensifies when Dante and Tristan follow GPS coordinates to a dilapidated wooden house where they rescue 8 young boys no older than 10. One boy mentions the Shadow Man, who had told him about the blue-eyed one, Tristan, suggesting there's someone working against the syndicate from within. This rescue operation becomes a turning point for Dante and Amara's relationship as he asks her to help rehabilitate these traumatized children, telling her, "You are the healer, Amara. You are the lighthouse guiding these lost souls to the shore." The syndicate storyline culminates in the shocking revelation that Mr. X is actually Xavier, Amara's biological father, whom her mother had kicked out shortly after Amara's birth due to his toxic nature. This means Amara's own father ordered her abduction, torture, and assault, as well as killed Dante's mother. The revelation adds layers of betrayal and family trauma to the narrative, connecting personal pain to systemic evil. This plotline elevates the story beyond a simple romance, examining how cycles of violence perpetuate across generations and how those with power can choose to either continue or break these patterns. Dante and Amara's decision to use their resources to help trafficking victims represents their commitment to creating something better than the world they inherited. Throughout the novel, characters grapple with profound questions of inheritance, what we receive from our parents, what we pass to our children, and whether we can transcend the darkness in our bloodlines. This theme manifests through several intertwined storylines about parenthood, legacy, and choice, each exploring different facets of generational influence and the possibility of breaking destructive patterns. Dante's relationship with his father Lorenzo stands as the central exploration of toxic inheritance. Lorenzo represents the archetypal corrupted patriarch, wielding power without conscience and viewing his son primarily as an extension of his own ambitions. The forced initiation murder at age 16 marks Dante's unwilling entry into his father's world of violence. Lorenzo's attempts to control every aspect of Dante's life, from his business dealings to his romantic relationships, reveal the suffocating nature of patriarchal control. Yet Dante's response proves particularly fascinating. Rather than outright rebellion, he employs patient strategy, working within the system to systematically dismantle his father's kingdom, piece by piece, until nothing remained but foundations for Dante's own empire. This methodical approach demonstrates how the next generation can reject toxic legacies while still drawing on inherited strengths and resources. The tragic story of Dante's mother adds layers of complexity to the inheritance theme. The revelation that her apparent suicide was actually a murder, executed while someone held a gun to young Dante's head, creates a devastating portrait of inherited trauma. This formative experience shapes Dante's understanding of power, vulnerability, and protection in fundamental ways. His mother's death instills both a deep-seated fear of helplessness and an ironclad determination to protect those he loves, influencing everything from his business strategies to his approach to family life. When Amara becomes pregnant, the weight of legacy takes on immediate urgency. The subsequent kidnapping crisis, resulting in the loss of one twin, forces both characters to confront how past traumas influence present parenting. Their grief for the lost child exists alongside their fierce protection of the survivor, creating a complex emotional inheritance for their daughter. Dante's request that Amara promise to stop him if he ever becomes toxic to their family demonstrates acute self-awareness about the transmission of trauma. This promise becomes a kind of safeguard, an acknowledgement that breaking generational cycles requires constant vigilance and willing accountability. The theme reaches its most powerful expression in Amara's confrontation with her father Xavier, who represents the darkest possible incarnation of parental legacy. As a father who orchestrated his own daughter's torture, Xavier embodies the ultimate betrayal of the parent-child bond. Amara's response, shooting him in the kneecaps and forcing him to aid their cause, demonstrates both pragmatic strategy and symbolic rejection. By using his knowledge to protect other children while refusing to grant him any emotional power over her, Amara charts a course between complete rejection and complete acceptance of her inheritance. This nuanced approach suggests that dealing with toxic legacy requires both acknowledgement and active resistance. The power dynamics between Dante and Amara evolve throughout the novel, creating a relationship that balances strength and vulnerability on both sides. Initially, their positions seem clearly defined by the hierarchy of the compound: Dante as the future king, and Amara as the housekeeper's daughter who watches him from afar. Yet as their story unfolds, these roles become more complex and equal. After Amara's abduction, Dante becomes her protector and support, visiting her daily during recovery. However, the novel avoids the trope of the broken woman saved by a powerful man. Instead, Amara demonstrates remarkable resilience, completing her education, establishing her career as a therapist, and maintaining boundaries even in their relationship. When Dante breaks her heart by agreeing with his father that she should leave, she walks away with dignity despite her pain. Their reunion years later shows how their power dynamic has evolved toward partnership. When Dante proposes during their passionate reunion in his studio, he asks her to be my queen outside and my filthy girl inside, acknowledging both her public role and their private intimacy. At his official takeover party, he introduces her as his fiancée, placing her firmly by his side in the hierarchy of their world. The most significant shift occurs when Amara confronts her father Xavier against Dante's wishes. Taking Dante's gun, she shoots Xavier's kneecaps and forces him to agree to help them infiltrate his organization. Though Dante warns her never to defy him regarding her safety again, he acknowledges her plan for a spy was good. This moment represents their evolution toward true partnership, each bringing different strengths to their relationship while respecting the other's autonomy. By the epilogue, they have truly become emperor and queen ruling together. When Amara worries about their children's future in their dangerous world, Dante reassures her they'll build our kingdom together, painting it with blood if necessary. Their daughter's name, Tempest Talia Ava Moroni, symbolizes this partnership, combining the storm of their journey with the strength they found together. The Emperor leaves readers with profound questions about morality, redemption, and the possibility of creating light within darkness. Unlike many romances that offer escapism through idealized relationships, this novel confronts difficult realities while still delivering an emotionally satisfying love story. The relationship between Dante and Amara works because it acknowledges that both characters are shaped by their traumas, yet not defined by them. Their love doesn't magically heal their wounds, but provides a context in which healing becomes possible. When Dante covers Amara's scars with clay or kisses them with reverence, he demonstrates acceptance rather than erasure of her past. Similarly, when Amara sees beyond Dante's role as a mafia heir to recognize his artistic soul and capacity for tenderness, she accepts his complexity rather than demanding he become someone else. The novel's exploration of trauma recovery offers readers who have experienced their own wounds a narrative that neither minimizes suffering nor suggests it's insurmountable. Through Amara's journey from victim to survivor to thriving woman who helps others heal, the story suggests that integration of trauma, rather than its elimination, is the path forward. As she tells her therapist, she still feels broken and different from normal people, yet she builds a meaningful life that includes love, purpose, and eventually motherhood. Perhaps most powerfully, the novel examines how environments of violence create cycles that are difficult but not impossible to break. When Dante and Amara commit to helping the trafficked children and building facilities for their rehabilitation, they demonstrate how those who understand darkness can become uniquely positioned to create light. Their daughter Tempest represents this possibility. Born into a world of danger, yet surrounded by parents determined to fill her cracks with gold if she ever breaks. In the end, The Emperor is not just a love story, but an exploration of how we carry our pasts forward, how we might transform inheritance into choice, and how love, complicated, imperfect, and sometimes dangerous, can still offer the possibility of becoming more fully ourselves, scars and all.